Hi, James. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing good. I'm sorry, what was your name? John what?
John, last name Kyle, K-Y-L-E. I tend to have more first names than last names.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to get a first name.
No worries. So I did see some good notes from Zion, but again, obviously, it sounds like there have been times in the past where you were given false promises or promises that weren't executed properly. So, you know, I like to give the form to you. Tell me, is this even something that you'd even be willing to give a shot again, or am I barking up the wrong tree before I even get started?
No, right now I'm definitely looking for a company to handle my marketing for our garage store business. So the reason why we're talking, I get a zillion phone calls a day, just like, you know, everybody else does. But I'm actually searching for a company that can actually deliver on their promises. I've worked with several SEO companies, had them redo the website. Been doing this for a long, long time. Okay. Nobody has been able to place our DoorText.com on page one in 6 months' time. Not even 8 months time. So we've spent a lot of money. We're looking for a company that knows what they're actually doing, not just collecting a monthly fee from us or under promising. So I am looking for somebody. That's why we're talking.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your honesty there. So, you know, my job is to do my best, but it's just over a phone call, right? to guide you to thinking that we're going to execute the way we would, right? You know, I can give you all the credentials that I'm sure you've heard before, or a channel partner, et cetera, et cetera. You know, what is it that you need answered before you decide whether or not we're the right fit?
Okay, well, let me tell you where my scenario is right now so that you can understand what I'm looking for. In the three-pack, the MAP three-pack, okay, for Castle Rock, if you were to Google garage door repair, Castle Rock or garage door repair near me for anybody in the Castle Rock vicinity, we were pretty much always listed as number one on that map section, page one, location one. And then we kind of started floating to about two over time, and then we moved to three. And then so now if you were to Google garage door services, garage door repair, garage doors, on the map section, we're actually on the second page after the two sponsored Google companies at the top of the map section. And you start getting into the organic part of the map section. We're listed to somewhere about number five or six, I believe, right now for Castle Rock.
On page two.
If you were to
right.
Google page two, yeah. Are you in front of the computer checking this?
Yeah, I'm staring. I'm looking at A-Team being sponsored, Ankmar being sponsored. You know, so they're always going to be at the top of the map listings. And then now you see the people who are optimizing without paying sponsorship costs or pay-per-click costs. And you got one
CR, garage, or
CR Mile High, Select. So those are the companies that we would look to drive you up there, right? Door Pros, Align. I can say this, just from glancing at this, right? One Clear Choice, Mile High, CR, and Select, they all have a plethora of reviews that's going to help them maintain rankings in around that same area. Door Pros is where we start seeing, you know, opportunity. Align, Patrick's, First Garage Doors definitely is the opportunity there. And then Castle Rock and moving down the list. So the challenge
where
that
I see. Where are you finding DoorText? Because when I do, where are you finding DoorText?
After the second set of sponsored listings, where we see A-Team again and Ankmar, you're like the third or fourth on page two.
Okay. And so my reviews, you've got about 158, 159 reviews.
Right. So why are we not getting you up there? Right. And that's going to help. Right. And a lot, because you're basically in that, key player section, right? Your review strength at a 5.0, 159 reviews. All I got to say is whoever the heck has dropped the ball for you in the past, I don't know what they're doing, because yours is like the unicorn for us, where it's a customer who's so easy to optimize compared to others. And so what did they do wrong? I don't know. Because I'm used to working with guys have no website, no web presence, zero reviews on Google, and we still drive them toward the top, and definitely on the first page. So go ahead.
If you look at my profile right there on the second page, one thing you'll notice is, are you on a PC or a phone right now?
My computer. I see there's no website and nothing for directions.
Exactly. Those are the two things right there. So directions, because I have a home-based type of business like most garage door companies, the only ones that actually have a brick-and-mortar location is One Clear Choice in Ankmar. The Mile High and the CR are using residentials, but Google has allowed them to use a residential. CR Garage Door actually has a virtual office in a warehouse area, but it's not a real office. It's just a virtual, basically. So they're kind of like squeezing in between the line. Mine is a home-type-based business because we're a service industry. All those businesses are service at the customer's home or the business customer. Aside from, again, One Clear Choice actually has a showroom where visitors can come to a strip mall location, but that office is always closed. So, again, I don't have a directions listing because we are service-based. My website, DoorTex-.com, is if you pull up DoorTex-.com, pops up. It's being hosted on Google through WordPress. Has been redesigned back in 2033. But when I list it to my Google business profile page, Google says it'll take about 10 minutes to be approved for pending approval. And then it'll show on my business profile page that it pops up as it's listed as DoorTex.com. But then when I go check it about half an hour later, it's been unverified or not. It's been unapproved. And Google.
So you're saying you get it to pop and then it gets taken away almost every time.
Absolutely. I've been doing this probably 20, 30 times already. Wow. So I've had Webamax. Are you familiar with Webamax?
Not, but, you know, I'm sure if they're an SEO company, they're one of the many in the U.S.
Yeah. There's a thousand little, you know, mom and pop shops. There's some that have been around for a while. So I've had my website analyzed, and it's strong on keywords. Google, I'm looking at why is Google knocking my website off my business profile page. And I thought maybe it was keyword stuffing that whoever, the last company that I had, designed my website, I thought maybe it was too much keyword stuffing. But through analysis, it doesn't look like that's the problem. There might be something about a JavaScript on there. There might be something about SSL security on there that's not mashing up with Google's requirements for the website. So I need to find out what it is so that I can get my website listed back on my Google business profile page, which I believe is part of the hindrance of why I'm not popping up in the 1, 2, 3 position on page one like I have for over a decade.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, are you married to the domain? Okay, go ahead.
I know that some of those, in fact, quite a few of those businesses, like that are showing 1,000 reviews, those are all bought fake reviews. You can look at the profile of the reviews, the criteria is all the same. There's no 3, 4, 10 reviews by this person. There's no picture. They're all just bought reviews. But Google is buying into that. They're not really checking it. Garage door businesses and locksmiths are the most scrutinized businesses by Google. But yet the company that is operating a lot of those businesses do a lot of black hat SEO.
and they'll kind of go in there, work for maybe a year until Google burns them out or they burn bridges because of low ratings. And they'll pop up with another dozen, two dozen, three dozen brand new business names and work their black hats to get into those top positions again. That's what I've been dealing with for the last 3 years, I'd say.
Yeah.
So answering your question, am I married to my domain name? Not necessarily. No, I've had, used some other marketing companies and used their domain names. They underperformed extremely, didn't do anything.
Okay. And the reason why I ask is like, you know, you've tried 30 times, as you mentioned. I'm going to send you a couple text messages so you can see what I was talking about. So I sent you one from our 877 number having my contact info. But the second one is going to have a sample site we do for the garage door industry, right? And you'll see, let me know when you pull it up. It's Elite Door Systems. Our optimization is great for Google. You know, we know that through our years of experience, but the real important crux of it all is that when I scroll down on your website, your phone number goes away. Right, and I'm just talking from my computer, huh?
Are you talking about my website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the criteria that I had for my website was that the header, the top header part, always, no matter how far you scroll or where you scroll to or go to a different page, the top header area should always have my door X company name and logo and phone number visibly exposed so that at any time a consumer can say, here's the phone number, let me do a call to action.
Right. They're reading. And so let me know when you pull up our sample site for Elite Door Systems and you'll see the model.
Yeah, I see that. I don't see the phone number. I see the call icon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the call icon. Obviously, we can put the phone number there, but, you know, people don't necessarily need the phone number. They just need the click to call icon. Which is what we show, right? But you can always put the phone number.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I would prefer to have both because if they are on a desktop or something like that or a iPad where they don't have calling capability at that moment, then
On a desktop, it shows the full phone number. So you see it on your phone as a click to call icon. On a desktop, it's a full phone number. Also has a Google button on the desktop so they can quickly click to see reviews that are super strong.
This is just a sample since it's a 555-555 number, right?
Right. It's a sample page, but it's just showing you how it optimizes on the phone. We even have a text and phone icon even at the bottom that's persistent. You saw that too, right, when you scroll?
Okay, I'm gonna critique this website for you real quick, okay?
Go ahead. I'm not a web expert.
Okay. Did you guys design this?
Yeah. The people on the back end do, but they can put whatever photos are best. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. This photo on your expert services is the same photo that was used, well, not the same phone, but a very like-type photo of a product that is not used in this market. So it tells me that garage door photo is outside of the United States.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
The second photo, just looking at the overhead door. I'm looking at when I clicked on a picture for Tailored Repairs. These photos right here are products that are definitely not U.S. products.
Well, and obviously these are stock photos, so there's just random ones, right? So
no, I understand. But I'm saying the selection of these stock photos
are ridiculous.
Are ridiculous. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They're ridiculous.
Fair enough.
Because
the company
did my website started using these photos. So like, that photo is definitely not going to work. We need to change it to something more authentic, something more realistic.
Right.
So that they don't look so stock and fake.
Right. Makes sense. Well, I will let you know, again, the point of showing it to you is really if you wanted to test, right, let's say that you think it is a good marriage, you want to test to see what's coming through to this other website, because then we're going to optimize the other website. It'll be a different domain, and it's not hurting you because your domain is still present. It's just it's impossible, or you've had a big challenge linking it up. We can always still try to link up DoorDash text, not a problem, or Door-Text, but you know, we can also try a brand new domain and same thing, optimize it. We'll import a lot of your content, if not all of your content. I mean, it's WordPress. We usually use WordPress as well for our site. So a lot of this will help in terms of importing the verbiage at least, right? Some of the photos, things like that. All those are able to be just, you know, moved over to another domain and see if that is the secret sauce to it all, right? I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I do know that after 30 times, you probably feel like you're banging your head against the wall hoping for something else to change. You know, go ahead.
So let me just, John. So John, what is it that Local Splash is? What is your guys', you know, 10 second elevator talk to me?
Yeah. Again, because to be fair to you, we are designed, geared towards small business success, right? And we focus on a lot of the contractor field. A lot of these other SEO providers are working with any type of business in the U.S., ranging from like restaurants to bars and, you know, things like that. Our crux, as you can see by these samples, websites, is the contractor business, right? Contract workers, right? So that being said, you know, that's why we understand what works for you. That's why we do the things like the click to call, being persistent at the top, what you've asked for before. We know how to get that done. As you can see, I just sent you a sample of it. So, and the fact of the matter is, to be a Google Channel partner, you have to have at least a bare minimum 70% success rate. I'm not saying that we're hitting exactly 70%. We're well above that, but, Google does require that as a bare minimum to even exist as a premier channel partner. So, but I know you've been burned in the past, which is why we do a month-to-month program. We're not looking for someone to say, you know, I'm going to try you out for a year, see if it works. No, we look to earn your business each and every month.
So, question, you had asked me if I was married to my domain name. So, I would imagine that you guys would look to put your own page on there with localsplash.com. Is that correct?
No, it would be your logo, like DoorText and everything like that. The Local Splash logo that you see is just because
I'm talking about the website. So right here, this one particular site you sent me right now, Elite Door Systems. But it's HTTP is mysite.localsplash.com. So by you...
Do you want to show your website that's live for a client? Like... Can I do that?
Yes.
All right. Discretion is appreciated, James, because, again, I'm not technically supposed to show you stuff like this, but it's okay. I appreciate the inquiry. So you're going to see a format of a website that looks similar to the format I just sent you, and so that you can identify that it does look very similar, but it's for Sherman Heating and Air Conditioning. So to answer your question, no, it would be a domain that's a domain, not we would buy a whole new domain, not put it on our site.
Okay.
But let me know when you see Sherman Heating there.
I'm looking at it right now.
So you can see the format. It definitely, if you saw it side by side with the sample side, it's basically the same, right?
Right. Okay. So basically, you guys are looking to do the SEO. Are you looking to do the SEO on my particular website as it is, or are you looking to redo a website for me? Well, I'm not quite clear on that.
Either or, right? The only reason why I was bringing it up, right, as far as DoorDash text, is you said how many times you can't get it, like, permanently linked to your GDP. So that's the only reason why I brought it up, that if you want us to try a brand new domain, we can. If you don't want us to try a brand new domain, but you want us to replace the content meaning the structure of the site, with our structure, and then we just start using a lot of your verbiage and your photos to put in place. We can do that too. We can just do a redesign of your site. I don't know if that's going to change the Google response as far as your site not being approved. That's why I was suggesting another alternative if you wanted it.
Okay. Question for you. Do you have a way to analyze the site to determine why it's not being approved by Google?
In terms of understanding why Google's not approving, we can tell you this, is that we can reach out to them directly and get direct answers from them. So that's going to help.
You can't do that.
Having back channels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because going through Google is like going down a rabbit hole with me. You know, it's like.
Yeah. I mean, that's why channel partners exist, because they refuse to talk to apparently everyone except for people who are spending well over $10,000 a month with them. They're very particular about that.
Okay. So you guys basically are specializing in the SEO part of it. Okay. You saw that, one, my website didn't have direction on it. It didn't have a website, so I believe that that's somewhat of a hindrance. I do have great reviews. Every one of those reviews have a response back to them. There's probably one that I got the other day that I haven't responded back to yet, but other than that, everyone's been responded to, and I probably am in the upper 2 percentile of all my competition that does Google responses or Google review responses. Okay. My Google, business profile page is got a 91% rating on it, basically, as far as completion. Okay. So I know that my Google business, profile page is pretty good, accurate. I make posts on there. That's helped out a little bit on the SEO, I've noticed. So what I'm looking for, and I don't know if this is something you guys handle, I have been trying to get Google guaranteed. I've submitted all the requirements. I finally have an email from them saying that you've passed all the background checks, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, now it's time to set up your ads. I have not had time to do that. Part of the reason I haven't done that is because my website isn't being listed, so I don't feel bona fide in that respect. And I don't know how that's going to play out with Google Guaranteed. I don't know if it's going to be basically on how much your spend is, or through auction pricing, or through completion of the Google business profile page. I'm not quite sure upon that. So I need somebody who can work with us on the Google guaranteed side of it, making sure that ads are being placed and ran and checked to see what kind of performance we're getting out of it. Also on the possible other side of it, which is the LSA is the Google guaranteed. They also have the pay-per-click side of their department, which is a totally different department from what I understand.
Well, Google guaranteed is actually pay-per-lead now. You notice that, right?
Yes, pay-per-lead. Yes, yes.
And that's, is that what you want?
Local service. That's what I'd be willing to do is go pay-per-lead.
Okay. So that's definitely something that is part of our package offer. So we're one of the few throughout the U.S., so you are in the right place. Google Guaranteed is something we specialize in. Something that we don't bring up very often, because a lot of clients aren't ready for that jump, but hey, you're already digging into it on your own, so yeah, we can help with that.
Okay, so that's kind of what I'm looking for, is somebody that can correct the website for me, or even possibly do a new website with our domain name. I don't see a need to have to redo the whole website, particularly with as it is. There are some corrections that would need to be changed on there still, or things that I don't know that are on the backside, whether it's the JavaScript that I mentioned or the SSL security, whatever Google's not allowing it to be placed on the Google page.
Which is why the suggestion of a second domain might solve it, right? And that's the only reason why I interrupted with that, right? So but we can try any approach that works.
Okay. So, and then also somebody that can maintain and actually keep us in the three-pack, first page. If you were to Google garage door repair Castle Pines, since you're sitting in a PC right now or a desktop, why don't you Google that? Garage door repair Castle Pines and tell me what pops up on the maps.
Again, A-Team obviously running it, and then Dortex, you're number two.
Okay, so I'm on page one, and I'm number two now.
Yep.
Are you showing any sponsored?
Yeah, you're the first one under the sponsored of A-Team.
Okay, so A-Team is sponsored,
Paperclip.
And then I'm number one. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been number one. Castle Pines is a community here, which is like, you know, minutes away from me, and it's a pretty large community. I used to receive major amount of business, probably 5, 6, 7 calls a day. I'm not receiving that many calls per month, almost, it feels like. My existing customer base is all my business coming in right now, with a couple exceptions of new customers that are coming from next door. But my Google originate or new customers from Google is completely dropped off the cliff. Even though I'm number one in Castle Pine, which is a very large community that has a definite market there that I have known from cashier's experience, I'm not getting any of that business. So I'm going, why aren't I getting business even though I'm in the number one position? I know that a lot of people are starting to switch to Nextdoor. They feel very reliable about using their neighbor's recommendations versus Googling. But also the fact that I believe that the way Google is using their advertising now through Google Guaranteed, especially, or sponsored, that customers are actually starting to pick on those sponsored ads first. And as long as they can get somebody on the phone, they feel that their problem's met. Before, if somebody says, oh, paid advertising, we were kind of reluctant to go to that because we've got, you know, a lot of people would think, oh, they're paying to advertise, it's going to cost me more. But now that they've changed their verbiage from sponsored or Google Guaranteed, which is even better because now if you read the fine print on Google Guaranteed, it's like, that's the best deal out there. I believe that those companies that are being sponsored or Google Guaranteed paid advertisers are garnering all the business at this point in time. So that's why I need to make those moves up there just to test that theory and make sure that that is where all the business has gone to, even though it's not even going to the number one position organically.
Okay. Well, here's, yeah, I'd say this is that organically is strong because reviews do matter. But any slight like blip, like not having a website active, you can see where that gives someone pause, right, in terms of a browser.
And I'm going to agree with that thought also because that's been a heavy thought on. That's why.
Yeah, so that's one thing there. The directions thing, no one cares about that for garage doors because you're going to their house. So it's not like they're going to a shop. So directions I don't think is an issue. I mean, I dealt with a guy who told me the other day who signed up with us out in the New York area, and he was saying like his number one service is replacing springs. I don't know if that's your number one service, but he said that he loves replacing springs on garage doors. And that's what he wanted us to mark.
That's what I would prefer to do versus garage door repair or installation. If I could repair 4 or 5 springs a day, I would be golden, you know? So, yeah, that would be my specialty.
He said because the layman can't do it because it can break your – it can literally rip your fingers off if you do it wrong or something like that. And you know, you need certain tools, and you can't buy them anywhere either. So it's not like someone's going to the hardware store and getting them. So
no, I agree. If we can do just spring repairs, I'll do it all day long. But, you know,
nice.
There's a lot of different issues that come up on that. You know, you got operator repair, you know, panel door repairs. So, you know, I've got to offer the full service, and we do the full service. We do things that most people can't even imagine doing. You know, if you don't even have a garage door opening on the side of a building, we can cut a hole in the side of a building, whether it's stone, metal, wood, create it, frame it, design the door the way you want it, and install a garage door on the side of a building. We're extremely good. But the problem is our leads have just got off the dropped off the cliff. Our conversion rate, once we have a phone call in our position where I can talk to the people, I can pretty much close most of my deals over the phone.
you're like I'm at 90%, but I just need that volume.
I just need the leads. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's really what it is.
Let's talk brass tacks so that way you understand pricing, right? So just so you know, in the beginning, all I was going to talk about was setting you up without any anything as far as Google Premium spots, and just do the optimization, move you up the ladder, get your website set up, all that stuff. We include $100 of Facebook ads as well each and every month. Have you ever used Facebook to market?
I've got Instagram and Facebook business pages. I don't do any marketing on them. I made a few posts on them. I'm not the social media guy. I'm looking for somebody that knows social media, how to optimize it, how to make it work, how to bring leads to us.
As long as you can have someone behind the scenes doing posts every once in a while and putting photos, that's fine. But when it comes to running the ad campaign, we got you. So we can rebuild your profile on Facebook as well if you want us to do that too. So we can take care of that. We include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month. It's a really helpful way to target other areas without the price tag of Google to do the same. And $100 does last quite a bit of time during that month. So we can help you, like I said, you can hit other areas of greater Denver if that's of interest to you. All that together, round number, just so you understand, James, $299 a month or $300 a month, rounding up, right, is covering the crux of our business, the optimization, getting your website cleaned up and posted on your GBP, and just doing all the back-end optimization, showing you your analytics success on our dashboard and everything like that, both on the Facebook side and your Google side. If you want to do LSA, you already know you did an application fee for them, right? It's like a little over $200 to apply, right?
I didn't pay an application fee. They just told me I need to send videos of this and documentations with door techs on utility bills, Secretary of State, enrollment, insurance, stuff like that. They never had me pay an application.
Okay. Well, with us, again, if you want to hire us to move this along more swiftly, we do have it's a one-time application fee of $250. So again, we'll handle everything on the back end. If you want us to do it, I understand that you may have already be down the path to doing it right. But again, if you're just saying, you know what, I'm going to raise up my hands and let Local Splash take care of that as well. The only incremental again is a one-time $250. And then of course you decide your ad buy every month.
Right. I understand. And, that's what I'm looking for, John. I don't have the time nor the desire, which is more important. I should have the desire, but I don't have the desire because I have a lot of other things. But I do what I have to do for that. So I'm looking for somebody to handle all of that. All I need to do is see the results happening. Okay?
Right.
If the results are right, then I know that this
you're taking in the volume, but you want the machine to work behind the scenes without you having to crack the whip or be a marketing expert yourself, right? Is that a fair understanding of where we're at? Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And just to give you a little background, marketing is one of the things that I actually have a lot of experience in. I actually have another company called 303 Media, which handles a different business that we have, where we buy television ads on television throughout the country. So we're very diverse in producing commercials, placing commercials on all networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all the cable networks, all that. So marketing is something that my first business that I started was a marketing company. That was like, three, four decades ago. So there's a lot of marketing.
So that makes sense why you know a lot of the verbiage that works and things like that. So that's really good, and that's probably why you're great at selling it too when a client calls in. So obviously then we're going to be talking a lot of the same language. It's now just again, getting this set up properly on the, you know, Google side of the world, the Facebook side of the world, and just helping you save you time by managing it all as best we can.
Right. That's what I'm looking for. Oh. I'm looking for the
okay.
part that takes the marketing arm of it that's necessary to be done, which is the digital online marketing.
Okay. Well, then that would be our ideal package. As I mentioned, the monthly rate is $299. The upfront cost for the LSA side of things is $250. So we're looking at $549 in the first month. There is a one-time setup fee if you want us to do all the setup on the like website. If it's a brand new website or import our content on your current website, whatever it is, that one-time setup fee is $99. So again, whatever it is you want us to set up, just, you know, Facebook, any of those things, it's all baked into that one cost. So month number one, grand total $648. Month number two and beyond, $299 plus whatever lead buy volume you want with Google for the Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Good news is once we get you ready on Google Guaranteed, you already know you're going to be the topmost listing. So it's going to give us some time to get your optimized listings, the organic and the map listings, improved. But in the meantime, there's going to be a good portion of the month, depending on your ad spend tendencies with Google Guaranteed, that you'll be the top listing on Google for whatever areas you choose, of course.
Now, question for you. Two questions. One, I want to get back to some pricing on our ad spend, but I've talked to a lot of different companies, and I have it in my file, the correct name for it. But basically, I've gone to tested it with my company and my competition. And I know it's just a it's kind of a white hat issue that can be resold. But basically, it shows a radius map with green, red, yellow dots from your location to how far you extend out in the radius in the market for your company, and then you can check with your competition to see how far they extend out. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
A little bit, yes, but I'm curious as to what where the question comes.
So, well, the question is when I test mine, which I haven't tested for about, I'm going to say 2 months right now, on that radius map, it shows that I have very weak presence in the green. The green is like, that's like your physical location, and you're probably, you've got, green blocks around your location. And then as you extend a half mile out or 2 miles out or 3 miles out, you'll start seeing yellow blocks where it's getting weaker, and then red where you've got no presence whatsoever online.
Right.
When you do that to your, and you can see that they've got, you know, green radius blocks, you know, stretching out 4, 5, 10 miles. I can go to one of my files. It would take me some time to, but I can send that over to you. So basically, my question is, my presence is very weak outside of the Castle Pines area. If I go into Castle Rock, which is only 3 miles down the road, I'm number two, or I'm on the second page of the Google Maps. Whereas in Castle Pines, I'm in the number one organic on the Google Maps. So I'm very strong because I'm slightly closer to Castle Pines, but we're only talking about a mile or two away where my presence drops off to the second page. Okay, so it really comes back down to getting that organic map listing. I believe the maps are stronger than the organics below the map. So get that number one position and also strong advertising rankings, so that I can encompass a bigger radius, 5 to 10 miles out. If I can, you know, have number one presence, you know, I would say probably about 10 to 12 miles out, 10 to 15 miles out in radius, that is the ideal situation for starters.
Right.
After we've got that built up, have consistency, then we'd be looking to grow that from there.
Yeah, and I agree completely. I think what's going to happen, so I'll let you know what the typical turnaround time is. So when we get your map listing set up, again, we do ask, give us 30 to 45 days to get everything cleaned up. Your situation should be quicker than that, but we do ask that for the Google side of things when it comes to the organic and map listings and just getting everything cleaned up on your website, you know, connection to your GBP. And then when it comes to Facebook, we can start running those within 7 to 14 days, so you're going to have some quick wins there as far as, you know, hitting areas. If you want to go all the way up to, like, Centennial or even Lakewood, Aurora, I don't know how far you want to go, but, you know, just to give you an idea
all
of how.
Yeah.
Okay.
My customer.
So then,
my customer.
Right.
Extends off
so then,
North Denver.
Gotcha. So then that's where Facebook ads really help. Facebook is beautiful in this reason. And, you know, we didn't go into much detail because you said you don't do much on social media, but that's okay. Facebook works like this. If someone was doing an active Google search for this service, you know, they may do it during the day where something comes up or they're dealing with other stuff or they're at work or whatever the case may be, and they're doing an active Google search, you know, they see a lot of listings, right? Later on that evening, if they're sitting, laying in bed, scrolling through social media, the Facebook ads pop up that if you use social media, you probably understand this a little bit more closely, but these ads are very, very relevant. And in this case, these ads will only pop up to people who are actively searching for your service earlier in the day or earlier in the week. And the beauty of it is yours is the only ad they see, right? You're not in the clutter of other garage door service providers. And the other thing is the timing. Now you're hitting someone when they're relaxed. They're not dealing with other stressors because they're on social media, so you know that they have some free time. So the click-through rate is actually more than double the click-through rate of a sponsored listing on Google, like what A-Team is doing. So Facebook is a huge benefit, especially if your main clientele is the residential market. So, you know, that's why we really like Facebook for our clients. Don't get me wrong. You can always pour more into it, but our starting point is $100 just so that way you can see the successes of that $100.
And how, okay,
but,
I'm going to give you my opinion, and it's just an opinion, obviously. And
no
then
worries.
I have another question on top. So my opinion is that our business is a sense of urgency type of business, kind of like a plumber. Your sewer backs up. I need to get a plumber over here ASAP today. That's the majority of that. That's my spring broke, my daughter backed into the garage door, my garage door opener won't work, something. So people are needing service immediately. That's why as long as they can get somebody on that phone, someone answers their phone, they're more than likely going to go with it. Okay.
Right. That's where Google listings are important. Absolutely. Correct.
Right. Yeah. Whereas I see Facebook is more of a branding type of campaign. There's no, I'm scrolling. I don't use Facebook myself. I don't do any social media myself. So I'm not familiar with it as far as its use. But if I'm scrolling through Facebook, I'm kind of looking, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Oh, there's a garage door ad or something like that. It's not in my presence. I might be thinking about it. I want to get a brand new garage door, but not now. I don't really want to deal with that. I want a new car. I want a new house. I want a new airplane. I want a new boat, you know. But I'm not going to spend my time going looking through those. Now, I heard you say if somebody went to Facebook and searched garage door repair or garage door installation, I could see that. But I don't think that that's the go-to place.
No, okay. Let me – I'll take a step back. So you're almost perfect with the understanding. But what I said was when they search – for garage doors on Google earlier in the day.
Okay.
Facebook,
okay, so
the algorithm of the Facebook captures that information. You've heard the term cookies before. So they capture that information,
yes,
through the cookies. And then, you know, this is the best way I can explain it. I'm not an internet marketing guru. I want to be clear on that. So again, they capture the information and that's why your Facebook ad pops, to that customer. It's only hits people who are already searching. The reason why the click-through rate is higher than a Google ad of the same vein is I understand what you're saying about the urgency of Google, but the other thing about Facebook is that because it hits them later on in the day, maybe that's not the guys who need a spring replaced right away or anything like that. Maybe it's the people who were looking for a new installation or something on the level of a bigger job or something that they don't have to decide in that very moment when they did the search on Google, right? But your ads are not wasted on Facebook either, right? Because your ads on Facebook are similar to Google ads in that they are only going against your budget when a click-through happens. So it's not an impression on Facebook, it's a click-through. So you know, again, how a click-through rate works, obviously being a marketing expert and you know, in the TV space. And in this case, you know, that click-through rate means that that customer was interested when they saw your ad. So another reason why Facebook, though, is valuable to clients, it's about 1/20th the cost of a click on Google.
Right. I understand. So how able to identify that was a click through Facebook versus a Google ad or organic ad? How are we able to monitor Facebook performance?
Great question. So we do with tracking numbers. We can do tracking numbers, so that way the phone number that the client calls is not the exact phone number that goes to you directly. But you won't know any difference, and the client won't know any difference because you'll still get the call directly. But instead of 635-3667, they might call a slightly different number. That's one way you can do it to see what ads are working. We do provide that service if that's of interest to you. Go ahead.
Well, for my clients, I used to do a lot of marketing for clients in different trades, lawyers, construction, plumbers, painters, all kinds of stuff. And I used to use CallRail so that I can monitor all of our calls, and they would be recorded calls, and I can see exactly how many calls were answered, how many calls per day. You're familiar with CallRail, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
it's just more tracking numbers, stuff like that. So my question is this, using that a tracking number on Facebook, does that mess with Google's NAP of consistency?
No, not at all, because the tracking number would be the same. So let me take a step back. With Facebook, most of the time, it's an ad like that's promoting something at a discount. So that's how you'll have someone reference the Facebook ad. You see what I mean there? So that's another thing. Or the ad can go to your Facebook profile so you can see click-throughs there. And on your Facebook profile, it might just be your direct number. For the actual tracking number, we usually put it on your Google Business profile so that way you can understand, because Google Business profile, how else can you track it, because you're not paying for clicks or anything like that, and the only way to track it would be see how many phone calls come in through the GBP.
Right, and that's one of the things that I'd like to know, is I'd like to be able to track the success of all these different campaigns, whether they're Instagram, Facebook.
As long as you're open to all these tracking methods, we would love that you took advantage of all of them, because it's how we prove our successes to you too, right? If you ever ask.
So another question is that I know that Google wants to see that all your NAP is consistent to all the other directories online. Are you guys able to go through all the directories?
We hit the core five at least, like the Yelp, Apple, Bing, you know, and so we're going to hit the core five because we have the relationship with Google that we do, you know, the getting you placed properly on Google and getting everything verified is not the challenge for us. It's more just doing everything within that 30 to 45 day window. That presents a small, thing that gives us the urgency to get it done. But as far as everything that needs to get done, that's something we know like the back of our hand.
Okay. So just as a peace of mind, I know you hit the core five. There's probably 20, 30 out there at least, for sure.
We used to do like 50, but we just don't do all the directories anymore. It's just too much. It's just they don't have value in Google's algorithm, but mainly also you don't need all those listings because they stop at Google. Most customers do on whatever shows on the maps.
But does that help in there? You're saying that in Google's algorithms, let's say as an example,
they used to care a lot. So I'll explain. Several years ago, they cared a lot, right? They did like page rankings and things like that. And now Google's algorithm cares less, which is why we can stick to the five biggest players. Yeah, and we're rocking and rolling. I mean, some clients that even have zero reviews, we get them on the first page in that 30 to 45 day window. Typically, we don't even promise the first page in the 30 to 45 day window, but so it happens a lot. In your case, like I said, I don't want to overpromise in any way, but would I say you have a low hanging fruit scenario? I think so, you know, because your reviews are astounding and the volume is just, I mean, come on. Like, how do we not get this done for you?
So on reviews, do you guys have any type of back end that you guys can provide to improve our reviews, the number, the quantity of our reviews?
Yes. So our dashboard does provide you the ability to, again, if it has all the tracking information, you can implement it. That we give you templates to quickly email or text or reach out to your clients to prompt for reviews. So that is another level that can help you with volume.
Okay. How about follow up on those reviews templates? Customers tell me, you know, I ask for a review every time. Oh man, you're great. We're going to post a review for you. Out of sight, out of mind. We know how that works. So they get busy in the day. And it's like, oh yeah, they were going to post, you know, I felt really comfortable that we'll be getting a review right then and there. 2-3 days later, still nothing pops up or anything like that. So having a follow-up template or email or text message.
Right.
Right. It can automatically generate it without me having to go through and do all the manual generation myself. You guys have some type of system that we can utilize to make sure that we're following up with without, you know, bombarding them and becoming a nuisance, obviously, but just
correct. It's still going to be triggered by you, so it would still take your time to go in and click through, but yes, as far as everything being cookie cutter, as far as, you know, so that way you choose the timing, absolutely, but we're not doing auto text or anything like that. It's just more when you decide you want to, we provide the content for you to send and things like that.
Okay. So your review process, is that through text and email or is that just email only?
We can provide it in any format that you want. Like, for example, when I send you text messages, I have a drop-down list of like 300 to choose from. And then so it'll populate a template and then I obviously personalize it and so on and so forth. Same with our emails. I mean, even on our back end, for our particular CRM, you know, we have hundreds of emails that are just templates that just go out. So yes, we, just to let you know a little back end information, the, founder of Local Splash, he's a big time, computer geek for the best way to describe it. So he implemented all these practices to make things more efficient for people. And that's the other thing. Maybe that is the secret sauce for us is, we're not just a marketing company, but like it was someone who is could be a software coder, someone who knows how to do everything to increase efficiencies. And it worked out really well, not only for our CRM, but for the dashboards we provide to our clients.
Okay. All right, John. Well, I think you have a good idea what I'm looking for. You know, you're telling me that you can handle all of this. I know you're not making promises because there's no promises in the business, obviously. But you are showing that this is low-hanging fruit. I'm willing to give you guys a shot, okay? And then I will obviously be looking at performance results. And if you guys are doing what you say, we'll have a lifelong relationship. If, you know, after some time I'm going, wow, wasted money, another phone call that I should have never answered, I'll let you know that too. Okay?
Because you're a true businessman, right? I appreciate honest feedback. Go ahead.
How long have you been with Splash?
I've been with Local Splash only over a year. I used to run my own solar company, and the reason why I love who I represent now is, just like in Garage Door, the biggest challenge with solar is finding contacts, finding leads. And you know how many bad lead providers there are out there? It is unreal, right? So I started reaching out to Local Splash to help them build my business. And so I still do solar on the side. I just do it much more low-key with my Google presence, not so much trying to buy leads anymore, right? So, you know, they trickle in time and again. And since I'm in Southern California, if you know a little bit about the solar industry, it's really gone downhill out here, mainly because regulations. And it's so weird because we're supposed to be a green-friendly state, and we just screwed everything up. But again, short story about it. So, you know, I just started getting in touch and started talking to a lot of the management, you know, just about my situation. And they said, hey, do you want to, like, start working for us? And I like the product so much. I was like, yeah, I definitely would represent you guys because you guys are really strong in helping the small business, right? And it's, you know, it helped me. So that's why I like representing them.
So let me recap a little bit, or kind of another question on you. So everything that we've talked about, taking that all into consideration, stuff like that, what service do you see implementing as a priority to start lead generation, to start seeing a return as quick as possible? Bottom line is, we're looking for a return as quick as possible. So what process do you see putting in and implementing first to start producing revenue? And what kind of time frame are we looking at realistically with no, you know, pie in the sky? But I'm a realist.
Right. So we're going to have three irons in the fire, right? The first one is the optimization Google, 30 to 45 day time frame, and we should have everything cleaned up on the listings, map listings for, you know, Greater Castle Rock. And in terms of Facebook, 7 to 14 days, if you want us to redo a website or put content on your current domain, however you want us to go about it, 7 to 14 days. And Facebook ads, again, will be live in 7 to 14 days. And, you know, we just hit those target markets in Greater Denver, as we talked about. And then LSA, for the $250 one-time cost, we can just start working on that process and, you know, cross that bridge when you get there in terms of get you fully vetted with the LSA, the Google Guaranteed, get you fully approved on the application process, and then you decide how much you want to do on the ad buy.
Okay, so I believe possibly I may be vetted at this point in time, okay? So the hard work has been done. I can send you, forward you emails so that you can take a look at those and see 100% where we're at in the process. But I believe at this point in time, we're fully vetted. We just need to start designing and running the campaigns. Okay?
James, quickly, I might lose you. My call timer has a one-hour limit. Do you mind if I call you right back?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to hang up and then call you right back, okay? 1 second here.
Okay.